Kentucky Blue Blood versus Ohio Self-Made Man. The Union and Confederate forces were led by two very different men. Humphrey Marshall was a Kentucky Blue Blood and a representative of one of its leading families. James A. Garfield was a self-made man born in a log cabin on his father's 30-acre Ohio farm. A native of Cuyahoga County, Ohio, Garfield was a self-educated citizen soldier and a true self-made man. Born into poverty on his father's small 30-acre farm, he worked his way through school, eventually graduating from Williams College in 1856. He then pursued a career in education, becoming a professor of Latin and Greek at Hiram College in Ohio. An outspoken abolitionist, Garfield entered politics and was elected to the Ohio Senate on the Republican ticket in 1859. When the Civil War began 2 years later, Governor William Dennison commissioned him as a colonel and asked him to raise a regiment of volunteers. In December 1861, Union General Don Carlos Buell ordered Garfield to move his regiment, the 42nd Ohio Volunteer Infantry, to the new Union base at Catlettsburg, where supplies were being gathered for a campaign into eastern Kentucky. After reporting to Buell in Louisville, Garfield was placed in command of the newly formed 18th Brigade and given the mission of driving General Humphrey Marshall's Confederate forces out of the Big Sandy Valley. Garfield's victory at the Battle of Middle Creek was widely reported in newspapers across the East. The success earned him a promotion to Brigadier General. From his headquarters in Pikeville, Garfield and his soldiers held the valley until early April of 1862. On March 14th, marching his men through deep snow, Garfield led a difficult expedition to the Pound Gap on the Kentucky-Virginia line, where he succeeded in breaking up the Confederate outpost stationed there. Imagine a man shaped by honor, duty, and a proud Kentucky heritage. This is General Humphrey Marshall. Born into one of the state's most distinguished families, he carried forward a legacy of his grandfather, a noted historian and statesman, and his father, John C. Marshall of Frankfort, a respected lawyer and jurist. Marshall's own journey began at West Point, where he graduated in 1832, before serving with the U.S. Mounted Rangers during the Black Hawk Wars. After leaving the military, he built a successful law practice in Louisville. When the Mexican War erupted, he returned to serve as colonel of the 1st Kentucky Cavalry, earning recognition for a bold cavalry charge at the Battle of Buena Vista. In peacetime, Marshall turned to politics. He was elected to Congress in 1849, representing Louisville, and later as President Millard Fillmore's commissioner to China. Returning home, he won elections to the 34th and 35th Congress, running on the American Party ticket. Known as a skilled orator and a moderate on slavery, he campaigned across Kentucky for John C. Breckinridge in the 1860 presidential election. When the Civil War began, Marshall raised a large force of Confederate volunteers. Commissioned Brigadier General by President Jefferson Davis on October 30, 1861, he established his headquarters at Wytheville, Virginia, with orders to defend the mountain passes and push Confederate influence into eastern Kentucky.